did and horses. There were plenty of horses in this area at one place.
Well, a bunch of horses. They usually the only reason people had horses was just what they needed them for. In other words, they didn't raise, which unless a rancher was wealthy, he didn't have show horse or he didn't have race horses or. Mm-hmm. In an area like Kentucky or someplace, they probably raised running horses, horses.
Right. You mentioned gardens. Are there many farms per se around here? Or?
Not really. Down east of Trinidad, you had farms and gardens, but all the gardens that people had up in this area were mostly just for their own personal use, whatever they could.
Okay. So you had some dairy farms, mm-hmm. but not farms to raise food.
No, they wouldn't have. There have been maybe two or three dairy farms that I know of down in the Trinidad area, but nothing up this way.
And Kay works at this goat dairy?
No, that's... What is that? Well, that's her son.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, he has milk goats, dairy goats.
Have they been around here for a while, those types of farms?
Yeah, for quite a while.
Okay.
Yeah, I'd say 20, 30 years.
Okay. So you're not, there's a bunch of farming things that we're looking for, but it doesn't, I don't know if you've already, let me ask you a couple of them to see it. Have you ever heard of a Fresno? Do you know what a Fresno is?
Mm-hmm. A Fresno is a big scraper
mm-hmm.
that you pull with a team of horses, and they use it for building earth dams.
Okay. Ah, so that's something they would use that for around here,
mm-hmm.
more than farming or something.
Mm-hmm.
And so you've heard of things like scrapers and buck scrapers or mm-hmm. anything like that?
Yeah.
What about a harrow or a harrow?
A harrow? Well, that's a series of bars that has teeth in it, and it's used to break up the rough surface of the ground in the spring.
Okay.
It's a kind of... like you go out and aerate your lawn.
Okay. And what are some tools that ranchers would need to operate around here?
Tools?
Yeah.
Well, they need a tractor,
mm-hmm.
Maybe a hay baler.
Okay.
Rake, mowing machine.
Right, right. So what kind of grasses do they grow in this area? Have they got their hay?
Grasses, well, usually alfalfa, timothy hay, I'd say primarily. Some of them have some crested wheat, brome grass mixed with the timothy hay.
Okay. And you've done a fair share of riding horses?
Mm-hmm.
Can I ask you something? Because I talked to somebody else in Trinidad, and she was a city girl and didn't know these things at all. I thought that maybe you could help me with that. A couple of things that we're interested in finding out what these parts are about. First of all, what is that whole unit?
That's a bridle.
Okay. And do any of those do you have names for any of those parts,
mm-hmm.
like one or two?
There's a bit. There's a nose band. This is a brow band. Number one would be a brow band.
Okay.
Number two is a nose band. Oh. Three is a throat latch.
Okay.
Is
four anything to you?
Four is the throat latch.
Okay.
No, I think that's all part of the same one, three and four.
Okay.
And number five is the check rein. This is essentially a polo bridle, is what it is, because it has has two sets of reins on it.
Okay.
This is a chin strap for number eight. Seven mm-hmm. is a bit.
Okay.
Where's six? Well, six is another rein. Has two sets of reins.
Okay, so a normal riding thing, you would just have the one.
Well, you just need a head stall. This is a head stall.
Right.
This is a bit. These are the reins.
Okay, great. And this unit is called a